You hear the key turn in your lock, in your front door, and your cock twitches. We're neighbors, you and I. We've talked about this before, our mutual fantasy. We're actually not lovers. But we've talked about how I fantasize about being able to take charge of a man while he's sleeping and do things with him or do things to him. And you fantasize about being taken advantage of while you're sleeping. But let's backtrack a little bit. I moved in last year, and right away, we were just the best of buddies. I travel a lot. I'm only home 3 days out of the week. And we always have such a good time cooking for each other, telling each other about naughty audios that we've been listening to or videos that we watch sometimes. But we never do these things together. We enjoy our content separately. But over time, based on what you tell me you listen to, and based on what I tell you I listen to, you've come to know each other's tastes. And just recently, one evening after a little bit too much wine, probably, I tell you what I like to listen to. Well, honestly, I like to listen to boys, or I should say men, but I call them boys, who are submissive. And I actually like a man's voice, a young man's voice probably, that sounds, well, like you, regular guy, but at the hand of a dominant woman, his voice just gets all shuddery, gaspy, whimpery. I love that. So this is what I tell you. And I also love the idea of sleep play, or not necessarily sleep play. I love the idea of stimulating someone just as they're on the cusp of wakefulness, the body slowly awakening, or the body and the consciousness slowly coming to a state of wakefulness. And then over time, this sharing of confidence has led to a sharing of a fantasy of you telling me the fantasy of possibly being walked in on while you're sleeping and being handled. And me too. The idea of surprising someone or just coming over unannounced. And you tell me that just sounds so sexy. And I tell you, well, that's because it is sexy. So, I just came back from a business trip, and I am feeling a bit frustrated because I work in a company that is very male-dominated, and I do just fine, but, you know, there's a lot of posturing that has to happen. It's very tiring. And I'm feeling just a little bit aggressive. So I come home from a trip and I take a shower. I always do that first thing, and I have a nice little dinner. A nice glass of wine. And it's past 1 o'clock, but I know I'm not going to go to sleep anytime soon. First of all, I just came from the West Coast, so it's 10 o'clock. And just by the way I'm feeling, I know I'm either going to have to listen to a bunch of audios and get off, or I'm going to do what I've been thinking about doing. Especially on this flight, this long flight, I've been thinking about surprising my neighbor. So I do just that. I walk out of my apartment, lock the door, of course, pad over to yours, put the key that you had exchanged with me in your lock, turn it, open the door, and close it behind me. I stand there for a moment thinking, did we really talk about this, or am I just imagining it and amplifying it in my mind? Maybe this is not a good thing to do. But you know what? I'm going to go forward. Let's see what happens. We can always have a laugh about it later. I go into your room. Your bedroom door is slightly ajar. There's no reason it would be closed. You live alone. I push it open. I stand in the doorway for a moment. And you're lying on your stomach. Looks like you're sleeping. I make my way over. And I sit down on the bed as lightly as I can. I'm not sure if I want to wake you or if I don't want to wake you. I can hear you sigh out in your sleep. I reach out and touch your hair. And it seems like I can detect a little twitch of awareness. And I hear you sigh out. And you lift your head slightly and turn it towards me. I say, hey, hon, did I wake you? You say, no, I heard you come in. It could only be you, you're the only person who has my key. I say, yeah. I had a long day. Do you mind that I'm here? You say, of course not. We've talked about it. I lean down and give you a small kiss on your forehead. And I say, do you want to do those things we've talked about? You say yes. So I say, oh, okay then. Well, shall we go back to 5 minutes ago when you were sleeping? You say, all right then. And you lift your head up and turn your head the other way. I take off my robe and I put it on the side chair. I'm just wearing like a short sleeping set. I draw the covers down a little bit more to expose your back. Start stroking down your spine with my fingertips. Kissing you lightly in the back of the neck. Ah, sweet boy. I have such a fondness for you. I want to make you feel good. Get this back. Beautiful. Just stroke down your spine, your shoulder blades. I can hear you sigh out. As if you're sleeping, but you know you're not sleeping. But let's pretend you are. And then I draw your covers down a little bit more. Oh, look at that. Just at the very beginning of the flare of your buttocks. So sweet. Oh, it's been a long time since I've played with a boy like this. I miss it. I just let my fingertips caress the very top cleft of your butt. And right away I can feel goosebumps rise up in your skin. And if I listen very closely, I do think he whimpered, just slightly. I draw the cover down a little bit more. And gradually, I'm stroking your buttocks with my thumb. And then I move down closer to your hips so I can use both of my hands. Oh, I know this feels good. I love it when it's done to me. Do you feel self-conscious? But don't worry, it's dark. I can't really see anything. I can only imagine what you're feeling. And then I lean down. Kiss the top of your buttocks. That sweet curve. I love it. The curve of when your low back starts to become your buttock. Right below those dimples. Is it okay with you if I massage your balls? Do you want to make yourself feel good? Here, turn on your side. Turn on your side. And put this pillow between your knees. You tug on yourself, okay? Yes. Yes, make yourself feel good. Taste your pre-cum. I want to see you taste. Is it good? Oh, God. There. Massage your balls. We can do more next time. Maybe tomorrow. Yes. Oh, you long for me. Oh, I love it. Yes. Do you want me to count you down, sweetheart? Okay. From 5? Alright. Here we go. I'm gonna go slow, okay? 5. Yes, tuck it hard. 4. 3, 2, you're gonna come on 0, okay? 1, oh God, I can feel your balls tighten in my hands. 0, yes. Oh my love. Oh my God, that's so hot. You don't need me to help you clean up? No, you got it? Alright, let me put my robe back on. I'll see you for brunch, okay? Sleep well, my love.